there's a store there. And lots of wives, not lots of them, but a few wives. Well, about most of the whites that's here, they ended up married Indians, you know. They tripped over here and married an Indian to get land and hooked up, you know. And Indians were the best people that a white man had married Indians.
Just thinking, if he's to Tallahassee,
he'd get with
Lighty, fine
Lighty
Peters. She works in the hospital. That Indian from here.
Lives up there by us.
Used to live here.
Raised with us.
She lives at Tallahassee.
No, she's an old woman.
She works in the hospital.
She works in the hospital at Tallahassee.
I don't worry, I guess you can find her.
And she knows him, you know. I'm going to tell you some stories when you get that read. Her daddy, he was an old judge here. Indian judge, you know? Her daddy was an Indian judge. And the way he'd count how many days he was going to be going to his court, you know, his old court, way up yonder and down to Eagle Town. He'd count his fingers to him, how many days he'd be gone. And the girls would tell us, you know, how his daddy used to do. We knew him, too, but he didn't live very long after we come in.
Mm-hmm. Where were the courts? You mentioned Eagletown.
Huh?
You mentioned Eagletown was a court.
You know this, you've been to Eagletown?
No, never been there.
Well, let me tell you, going down here, when you go out here at Broken Bow, going south and east, going east down there, when you come to the Mountain Fork Bridge, just before you get to Mountain Fork Bridge, there's a place up there, you turn in and see a big tree, all trees advertised, big tree. Well, you go right down through there, and where this big tree is at, was the ford of the river, the old Indian crossing, you know, the one in the bridge. It was something like that. That's what we crossed in up there. And just on this side, well, they had some big old log buildings, you know, courthouses and trees where they hung them and where they whooped the Indians, you know. They used to whoop them, you know.
Oh.
You do so much, you know, woman or man, they'd whoop him. And then if he done too much, then they'd line him up and they'd all take a shot. And that's where they killed him. Old Judge Spaulding up here at Garvin, and he was the last judge we had here. Old Solomon Peter, he had his courthouse, and then Judge Spaulding up here, he was an old Indian over the Indian, you know. Used to be in court when they'd have a court down here, the prosecuting attorney, and have an Indian in court, maybe done a murder, and they don't care nothing about killing. They not fear, they kill you. You know, and go and tell you how many times they kill you. Say, shoot him six times. Kill him six times, that's what they say. And then the prosecuting attorney would ask him, then, ain't you been whooped in the court, in the Indian court? He'd say, yeah. He'd tell him. They'd have a sort of wind of it. They had been whooped pretty bad in the Indian.